Blog Talk Radio.
Child grows up to be somebody that just loves to learn, and another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn. Mom loves the both of them. You see, it's in the blood. Both kids are good to mom, but blood thicker than mud. It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
Lord, it's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair. But you're still checking each other out. Yes, you are. And nobody wants to blow. And nobody wants to be left out. No, you can't leave cause your heart is there. You can't stay cause you've been somewhere else. You can't cry cause you look broke down. But you're crying anyway, cause you are broke down. It's a family affair.
Yeah, it's a family affair.
It's a family affair. Oh, it's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
Quite a while. I guess you thought I'd never come back. It's good to be back in the land of plenty. So how is everyone doing today? I hope that you're highly favored and highly blessed, because I certainly am. You've got your Omega 7 Live coming to you right from my studio. And I am your advocate, the one you need. I am your advisor, the one you want. I'm your emperor, and I'm here to serve you. So once again, I'd like to welcome all those new friends and say, what's up, Habarigani? And to my new friends, come right in and sit down and relax and get ready for the show of your life. That's right, I've been gone and I've been out and about with a few other things that I had to tend to. Please don't judge me. However, I still love the audience very much and couldn't wait to get back here to be with you. Because of that, I want to tell you that this segment is going to be a little different because on your billboard you see the name of Dr. Irma Johnson. Dr. Irma Johnson won't be with us today. We've had some change in our itinerary, and I'd like to also tell you that in Irma Johnson's place, we are going to have Dr. Paul Hanna. He will be with us next week. We have been busy trying to get him on our itinerary. He is a psychologist, and he practices with holistic medicine. He is going to be a treat. Nevertheless, you have your Omi here on a Friday, and it's good that I should be back with you so that I can break you in kind of proper-like and break myself back into my own room. I hope you don't mind listening to me for the next hour or so. We're glad that you would be able to come and join us today. And as you know, this is Friday. And so for those of you who are just raring to go, and for those of you who have been waiting for this show, thank you so very much for keeping in touch. Thank you so very much for Twittering me, sending me emails. I love you guys so much to the third degree. I love you so much that I couldn't wait to get back here, to get in my room, and to get in the middle with my tittle. So thank you for sending me all the messages. I will respond promptly as soon as I can. Now, today's segment is going to be a little bit different in and of the fact that we are talking about ancestors and spirit guide. The last time I talked with you, we were going to release a hawk in the name of one of our dear, beloved sisters who transitioned and made her passage. In the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, I have been going through something with one of my uplines. Richard Shannon also passed, and I was beside myself to know that he made his transition. However, we are going to pass on the torch for Richard and for the other lady, Brenda. We are going to pass on the torch and release a hawk into the atmosphere for those two beloved souls that have made their transition. And ladies and gentlemen, we do believe in life after death. We also believe that each one of us could never die because we are a frequency and we're vibrating yet unto death. And it's very important that you understand what death means. Death is never the end. It's only a transitional period. It's something that you and I both will have to take hold of in our life. And we'll have to be able to make that transition, and our children and loved ones need to also be orientated. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's not all about death. It's about life. But we want to transition people well. So as I go over to my talking care room, I would like to release a hawk on behalf of Shauna's husband. Richard and Shauna were my upline. They worked with Young Living Essential Oils. They were great friends and beloved managers. I'd like to release a hawk on behalf of Richard, Shauna's husband. And as we release that hawk, know that in the atmosphere that that hawk is being released back into the wilderness so that Richard can reconnect back to the wilderness. Ladies and gentlemen, walk over to the talking care room with me as I begin to get ready to release the hawk on his behalf. Stay tuned. I want to go to station identification, and I am your mother, too. Well, actually, I want to play for Richard I. Culler, the man father.
There's a man in my house, he's so big and strong. Goes to work each day and he stays all day long. He comes home each night feeling tired and beat. sits down at the dinner table and he has a bite to eat. Never a frown, always a smile when he says to me, how's my child? I say, I've been studying hard all day in school, trying very hard to understand the golden rule. I think I'll color this man's father, think I'll color him love, color him father, think I'll color this man love.
Yeah.
He says education is the thing if you want to compete, 'cause without it, son, life ain't very sweet. I love this man and I don't know why, except I'll need his strength until the day that I die. My mother loves him and I can tell by the way she looks at him when he holds my little sister Rochelle. I heard her say just the other day that if it hadn't been for him, she couldn't have found her way. I think I'll color this man's father, think I'm gonna color him love. I've got to color him father, think I'll color this man love. Our real old man, he got killed in the war, and she knows that she and 7 children couldn't have gotten very far. She said she thought that she could never love again, and then there he stood with that big wide grin. He married my mother and he took us in. Now we belong to the man with that big wide grin. I got to color this man, father, I'm gonna color him love, yeah. Gotta color him, father, yeah. I believe I'll color this man love. Gonna color him, father, color him love, yeah.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are in the talking care room, and we are in the process of releasing the hawk for Richard Chana as well as for Brenda. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you will go with me over to the talking care room and make your petitions known. If you have requests, now is the time to do that. We're going to pour a glass of water today for our mother spirit and our father spirit. And we're going to also include Richard and Brenda as well. As I go over to the talking care room, I am going to set a glass of water for Richard, as well as Brenda, my father, and my mother. I pour a glass of water for my mother's spirit, and I say, Ashe. Ashe. I pour a glass of water for my father's spirit, and I say, Ashe. I pour a glass of water for Richard, and I say, Ashe. I pour a glass of water for Brenda, and I say, Ashe. I light a candle for my mother's spirit, and I guide her all the way home, and I say, Ashe. I light a candle for my father's spirit to be guided home, and I say, Ashe. I light a candle for Brenda, and I say, Ashe, be guided all the way home, my sister. I light a candle for Richard, Shana, and I say, Ashe. As you are released back into the atmosphere, we release a hawk in your place today. Back into the atmosphere. As we release that hawk into the atmosphere, we say, let the Spirit of God be released today in the place of Richard and Brenda as they reconnect back to the greater force in the atmosphere. May that hawk reconnect with the coyote, and may the coyote connect with the wolf, and may the bear connect with the lion, and may the tiger connect with the fowl and the feast and the child and the mother and father. May it reconnect back to the greater spirit. As we release those souls into the atmosphere, we pour libations to the east and we say, Ashe. We pour libation to the west and we say, Ashe. We pour libations to the north and we say, Ashe. We pour libations to the south and we say, Ashe. We pour libations to the ground, that where the water fall, it will fall on fertile soil, and it will take up root, and one will come in water, and it will spring up. But God will give the increase, and the word will take root, and it won't fall on stony ground. Ashe, may the word take root, and may it spring up in the hearts of the many men and women. Today's transition is not life after death. It is reconnecting our loved ones back to their higher self. They are freed from the bondage of these bodies that hold them in captivity. And they were released to be three-dimensional, and their frequencies are yet present with us. They cannot be dissipated nor destroyed. Their frequencies are yet vibrating, even unto the grave. We do not believe in death, but life. We speak life into the situation, not death, and we call our dear loved ones back. I'd like to read you the Black Family Pledge. Because we have forgotten our ancestors, our children no longer give us honor. Because we have lost the path our ancestors cleared, kneeling and perilous undergrowth. Our children cannot hear us when we're crying because we have abandoned our wisdom of knowing and fathering and mothering. Our befuddled children give birth to children they neither want nor understand. Because we have forgotten how to love the adversity is within our gates and hold up to the mirror of the world, shouting, regard the loneliest. Therefore, we pledge today to bring ourselves to one another, to embrace the one with the lowliest status, to keep company with our loneliest, and to educate our illiterate, to feed our starving, to clothe our ragged, to do all manners of good things, knowing that we are more than keepers of our brothers and sisters, and we must release them back into the atmosphere, and we must properly allow them to make their transition. As we call Brenda and Richard's name to be released into the atmosphere to make their higher connection, we are our brother's keeper and our sister's keeper. In honor of Brenda and Sean and Richard, we honor those two souls who have made their transition. With toil and in perilous, God with golden tongues and gratitude to the same God who brought us out of hopeless desolation. We make this pledge today that we will honor our transition ones and call their names frequently. It is up to the living to stay in touch with the dead, that we may transition our loved ones well. And I say transition well, Richard, transition well, Brenda, as you make your transition into the greater circle. We release the hawk in your name today. We release the hawk in your name today. And we say, make your transition well, brothers and sisters. Make your transition well. And as we pray for those beloved souls who have transitioned, we know if they live right, heaven belongs to them. We know that. Gentlemen, the hawk has been released into the atmosphere, and Shauna and Richard have made their transition, and we will remember them. Even in life, we will continue to call their name, and we know if they live right, heaven will be there for them. We know that their transition will not be in vain if they live right. We know that. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a petition that you would like to make known now is the time to make your petition known. Now is the time, ladies and gentlemen. So if you have loved ones that you would like to talk to, loved ones that you would like to acknowledge, now is the time to do that. This is the time we take for our loved ones to honor them and to remember them. So if you are able, call out the names of your loved ones, remember them, and don't forget that they can never die, that their spirits are yet with us. And as you call my dear's name, Big Papa, Aunt Peaches, Clara Mae Jenkins, Robert Jenkins, Aunt Essie, Tommy Pete Harvey, I call out the name of Tom Harvey. I acknowledge each and every one of our ancestors today, that they may be remembered and that they will not be forgotten. Ladies and gentlemen, if they live right, heaven will be for them. And we must also understand that the name must continue on, ladies and gentlemen, and you must always call their name. Be reminded that this is a time for those who are in need of healing to make their request known. If you have needs, now is the time to ask the Creator to allow your ancestors to open every door for you. Why don't you reach out your hand? Why don't you ask for what it is you need? Why don't you decree a thing? And why don't you remind the Creator of what His promises were to you? His promises are yea. It's very important that you should take the time now, while we're in the talking care room, to make your request. We know that heaven is a place mentally in our mind, and we can go there anytime we want. We can transition ourselves to go into the spirit realm, and heaven will be there for us. We pray Shauna and Richard, Brenda, into paradise. We ask that the heavens will receive them, that heaven will be there for them, and that they will experience all that heaven has to offer. Ladies and gentlemen, heaven is a mindset within your mind. Let your mind into heaven. It is available to you, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to thank you for going on the Talking Cure with me. I'd like to also say that as you have loved ones that make their transition, make sure you are taking the time to transition your loved ones, release a hawk back into the atmosphere, or an eagle, or whatever you think represented your dear friend. And when you make that symbolical connection with releasing the animal back into the wilderness, it's like reconnecting your loved ones to the greater circle. We've now released Richard and Brenda into the greater circle, and we say that they are now in their ancestorship. They are now a part of the ancestorship. Now, that's something that I wanted to do quite a while ago, and our schedules got really hectic in this room, and I wasn't here, as you know. And I do apologize for the fact that we've had some people on the itinerary that had to cancel and move some things around. But nevertheless, ladies and gentlemen, you've got your Omi Inca 7 here. And boy, am I glad to be back. Let me go on and do something I haven't done in a while by reading our national anthem, our black pledge that we have for our flag. And I haven't read it in a while, and I think I've gotten kind of rusty, but here's to this flag of mine that's red, black, and green. Hopes in its future bright Africa has ever seen. Here's to the red of it. Great nations shall know of it in time to come. Red blood shall flow of it. Historians shall write of it. Great flag of mine. Here's to the black of it. 400 million back of it. Whose destinies depend on it. The red, black, and green of it, old flag of mine. Here's to the green of it. Young men shall dream of it, face shot and shelled of it. Maidens shall sing of it, waving so high. Here's to the whole of it, colors broad when pole of it. Pleased is my soul with it, regardless of what has been told of it. Now thanks to God just for giving it this great flag of mine. Ladies and gentlemen, you ought to spend some time teaching your children that pledge. It is a very important pledge for the African American race. It is very important that we acknowledge our land base and the colors of our flag, the red, black, and green. Once again, I'd like to welcome you back and say thank you for joining me on this occasion. We are talking about Ancestor Spirit Guide. Now, today, because we were talking about transition and opening up the door to reconnect our dear departed back to the circle of life, death is never the end, ladies and gentlemen. Transitioning is not something where you go away. You are forever more present, even more so in the spirit realm. But Jesus did say he would come and take the sting of death away. He went down to the pit of hell, I understand, and took the keys and the sting of death away. Now, I understand that every one of our tears have been collected and accounted for. So, this too will pass, the sting of death will pass. For many of us, the mere thought of hearing about someone's death takes us to another dimension in life, and it stuns us so bad that we cannot get back on track. I was off track a little bit with my two dear friends. I was literally in another dimension. And to be quite honest with you, it is acceptable, all of the stages of death we must go through. But we must get back on our feet quickly. And we must redirect our spirit realm so that we now see our loved ones and our friends in the spirit realm. I'm telling you, don't be dismayed and don't think that God has dealt you a dirty hand when one of your loved ones has transitioned. Try to understand the meaning of the cycle of life and death. Then you will clearly understand that, yes, we are going to grieve over our loved ones, but we must also release them back into the universe so that God's hands will be on their life and that they will be utilized and closer to God so that we can make our petition to our ancestors to make requests to God, because they're now in the superficial spirit realm and they can access God much quicker than they can or could in the flesh. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have loved ones that will make their transition. And some of us are going to make our transition soon also. But it's very important that you get your life and your affairs in order. Preparation for a funeral is very important. Laying down the foundation, knowing what it is you want to put in your will, is also important. I know you don't want to think about such a thing because you figure that it's not time yet. But nevertheless, you must think about and plan to get your affairs in order. Most of us think we're going to be present here on this earth forever. You might be present, but not in the flesh, only in the spirit. So try seeing things from the spirit realm, ladies and gentlemen. Try being able to go into the spirit realm and see everything from an eternal realm of the spirit. As a reverend and a minister of the clergy, as a minister, I am trained and licensed to marry, bury, and baptize. I do understand that there is an order of things, and each one of our family members must know who we are. So when time comes, we can appropriately ask our loved ones to direct funerals and marriages and baptism. It's very important that we not shy away from it. As a reverend priestess, it allows me to also conduct Orthodox traditional method of burial for the African, which is much different for the Christian. However, I share in both lines of training, in the Yoruba Ifa tradition of traditional African style burials, as well as in the Christian clergy procedure. But what's very important is that when someone in our family transition, that the preacher or the priestess who makes the ordination and delivers the last speech on behalf of our dear loved ones should know something about the dearly beloved departed that is transitioning. And I don't mean just on the surface. I mean within depth, to understand who the person was and know the character of that person so that they can render an appropriate transitioning speech on behalf of that dearly beloved departed. It's not acceptable just to put anyone up in the pulpit to talk about transitioning our loved ones if they didn't know the individual. It's not appropriate, ladies and gentlemen. And I know sometimes the person is not in the church, but there are priests and priestesses who can also deliver a eulogy and are equipped to do it justice in talking about what deaf means and explaining to the family what is necessary and appropriate. Yes, the loved ones are going to cry. No, the priest or priestess can't take the sting away. It will only leave in time. After the tears have been shed and the sorrow and the grief and the denial, then will come the joy. Joy will come in the morning, and peace will come over those individuals who are grieving. Grieving is a natural emotion. It is not abnormal to grieve. But you are not to grieve yourself unto death. You are not to want to transition and part and leave this universe with your dearly beloved departed. You must separate yourself from your dearly beloved departed in the flesh. However, in the spirit realm, you can still commune with your dearly beloved departed in the spirit realm. Yes, you can. Set up your altars. Reconnect and reunite to your loved ones. I have been involved with many transitionings in my life of my loved ones leaving me. I had to learn at a very early age what death meant to me in my life when my mother transitioned while I was at the age of 2. I didn't remember it, nor did I experience it, and I don't believe I went through the grieving period at all. Sometimes we don't grieve until we become full adults later on, and then we ask the question, why? Why me? And why couldn't he take someone else? Yes, we are going to have gnashing of teeth. And sometimes, Shauna, this message is for you. You are going to want to hurl your hand and fist out in the atmosphere and say, God, why did you have to take dear Richard? And Brenda, your family's going to ask, why were you taken? No one seems to know those answers other than the fact that it has been written that we all must answer to that appointment of the call for death. Not because Adam and Eve ate of an apple and transitioned us into death eternally, like one would believe. Now that they have eaten the forbidden fruit, we all must die. Through one man's sin, we all enter into death. Now that is what we have been told. But our bodies will decay, and there are some heavenly bodies that won't decay as much. But we have to understand the appointment of death, and why is it necessary to transition? Our newborn sometimes will come in the form of an elder to recycle back in of life. Now, I want you to understand, this is an African concept. Even though I'm Christian, I have been able to take the African concept to help soothe the mind and the body so that one will not be grieved unto death, so that one can make that transition and walk away whole and still exist in this planet and time. But if we live right, heaven belongs to us. There are many mansions in my Father's house. Many, he went to prepare many holding places for us. So if we are to believe what the Bible says, we know that death is never the end, my friend. Death is never the end. So for you loved ones who are grieving right now, Shauna and Brenda's family, I want you to understand that this too will pass. In a little while, death will go away from us. And we will know death no more in the manner in which we know it now. We will experience only the eternal spirit. So I want you to embrace your loved ones who are now in the spirit realm. Speak to them even more and commune with them. Because reincarnation means that they can never die. No, you don't have to be a Buddhist to believe this. or a new thought to believe this, or an African spiritualist to believe this. You have to be a consciously awakened individual and understand metaphysical things. Because no matter what you call yourself, scientific laws do not change just for you. And the laws of inertia and metaphysical laws do not change just for you. That atom that was once known in the atmosphere that was vibrating, there was something there before the atom was. And most of our scientists cannot tell you, was it the frequency that vibrated or the atom? We do know that frequency cannot die. Energy cannot die. And everything is made up of frequency, vibrational energies. Everything that has life has a frequency. So even unto the grave, when these dear bodies go back down into the grave, the symbolic baptism is the same manner that you go down into the water and come up anew and become born again. So you'll go down into the grave, but the spirit will rise up, and it can never die. That is why our beloved Jesus, our prophet Jesus, our eldest brother, went down into the ground, and on the third day, he rose up in his spirit, people, not in his flesh. His spirit is the one that we ought to be claiming, not the flesh. The flesh was forevermore be buried with the flesh, because unto dust it must go back to dust. So when his spirit rose up, he had all power in his hand, because he took the keys of death when he went down into the pit of hell. I want you to understand today, as I preach this eulogy for my dear loved ones and my dear friends, that your loved ones are not gone. They are in the atmosphere. You need only call their names and commune with them on a regular basis. You will not see their faces again or their fleshly bodies, but you will experience their frequency and their vibration. Now take hold of their vibration by calling their name, which also is a vibration. Richard, Brenda. The vibration of their name even yet vibrates. Therefore, they couldn't die even if you wanted them to die. Their spirits are even more present with you. Take hold of their spirit. And as you set their altars up, remember their names, calling their names frequently. Then they will forevermore be connected to your family. Shauna, my dear love, take heart. My dear friend, the tears that you shed should be the tears of joy. Richard is now released from this hectic body that holds him captive. He's freed and released. And Brenda is now released from the body that holds her captive. Now in the spirit they must go. And they are more freer than ever before this transitioning period happened for them. Once you wipe the tears away and God takes the stain away, little by little, line upon line, precept on precept, then you will begin to understand that they are more freer than you are. Take heed, my dear friends, and understand that death is a process and it must prevail in all of our lives. You must tell your children of this thing called death, but you must speak of it in a sweet manner, that they will know you in a sweet by and by, and that they won't bury you and forget about you, but they will call your names periodically. Once in a while, they will call your names, even if they shake up a fist or a hand to you in wrath. They will call your name and say you should have been here. But you are here. What are they talking about? Your spirit could never leave them. Your spirit is forevermore present. Oh, if you could get a glimpse of what heaven is. Oh, if you could see what I see in the spirit. Then you wouldn't grieve so hard. You would release their bodies to let their bodies go, which may have been wretched in pain and aching, and now to only see the full spirit that is forevermore living and eternal. I give you eternal spirit, people, that you